In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today the Church is celebrating the Holy Fathers of the six ecumenical councils, the ecumenical councils that conquered all the heresies, of course, as you know, starting from the Arianism to Nestorianism. And there's a whole big list in the service you heard yesterday of the heresies that were conquered. And we have listened to the gospel today, the gospel that the Lord has allowed us to hear, the gospel where he is telling to his Father that to glorify him as he had glorified him on, in the heavens, and for us to be one. For us to be one as he is one with the Father, my beloved. The oneness is needed, so much is needed, but the oneness can be begotten only if we have the love for each other. Only we have the love, first of all, of course, only to the Lord. The first love has to be to the Lord. If we have no love to the Lord, then, my beloved, the love for each other, it doesn't mean much. We have to love the Lord, and we have to love the truth. And by having the truth, then we would hold on to the teachings. The Lord said that the Father in heaven has called people accept him, because he is preaching the truth. And Pilate wasn't interested in the truth, and so many people today are not interested in the truth. But the truth is that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the creator of the whole universe. He is God. He is God that had felt this and has so much love that he decided to come and to pay our debts to his Father, and then to die for us on the cross, and to show us the true way of the love. The love is sacrificial love, not the kind of love that we only love those who love us, but sacrifice ourselves and for those who we adore and they adore us. But the real love is when we sacrifice ourselves for our enemies. And this is what the Lord had actually done. He had sacrificed himself for us as we were his enemies, because we did not obey his commandments. We didn't live according to the gospel. And as the Old Testament people, same as the New Testament people. If you look at the world situation now, how many people are being absolutely terrorized by all kinds of demonic things, how the people right now are again torturing each other. Families are being broken down. No one wants to carry the burdens of each other. Everybody wants to make that heaven here on earth, but they don't understand. That's the principle of the Antichrist, is to make this on earth and heaven materially wise. This is what the communists try to do. This is what other leaders in the world were trying to do, and this is what is happening now. They are trying to make this world as a paradise so that they can live in peace, but not in God's peace, but in a peace that they can do those things that were condemned by the ecumenical councils fathers. They are trying to unite all the heretics together. They are trying to unite the different countries together to make it all eventually as one world power, in which the Antichrist will sit in the church and proclaim himself as being the Messiah, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. My beloved, you and me and all of us, we have to intensify our prayers. We have to learn the difference between love without the truth and love with the truth of Christ. And we have to pray our heart out so that the God, our Father, will unite us all together. Those who have of one mind and one heart with one truth, when we believe in Jesus Christ, and that he had built the church and the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. But what is happening to the church of the Lord? How many branches have been broken off from the church, and how many people continue to call themselves as being Orthodox, and yet they have joined the economical movement, and they have seemingly only some love for each other, but not the love for the truth. And they are not accepting the teachings of the Holy Fathers. And there is no truth without the teaching of the Lord, the Apostles, and the Holy Fathers. We have to accept these teachings. And then we have to also know that the truth without love is not wholesome. It is not full. We need absolutely, we need to have the truth combined with love. And that the love is what the Lord is calling us to have, to have the oneness of mind. And then He will bring us all into the kingdom of heaven. So, Father, who art in heaven, wants our love, but He will not force it upon Himself. He wants us to love Him. He doesn't want to force us into the kingdom of heaven. And we have to learn to do that. We have to learn to stop the fighting amongst each other and amongst the families, and then breaking up the families and doing all those that are totally contrary to the teachings of our Lord. And we have to know, remember what the Lord said, that the way to the Father is through me, through the Lord. Jesus Christ is that opens up, reveals to us the Father. And there's no way to know the Father without knowing Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ has sent from the Father the Holy Spirit on everyone, starting, of course, as you know, to the apostles, and they and the bishops, and the bishops and the clergy, and the clergy and all the people. We all received the gifts of the Holy Spirit when we were baptized, and after that the chrismation was done. And but having received the gifts of the Holy Spirit, if we don't pay attention to our Lord, if we don't work on ourselves, what happens is that the Holy Spirit is not being used for the benefit of salvation. And this is a saddest thing today, because people cling to the temporary and not looking for the eternal. By not looking for the eternal, they're not going to worry about to be one together with the Lord. And too many of the people started to lose faith in the teachings of Christ. And this is way is being prepared for the Antichrist. May we pray harder, so that we bring to our hearts the joy of pretaste of the glory of God and the Holy Spirit, the paradise which we will feel in no matter what circumstance, whether being belittled, maligned, or all kinds of things were happening to us. But we will not lose faith, and having the faith and the love for the Lord, we will feel happy even here on earth as the martyrs did. Remember that the other Gospels reading today, how the Lord has healed first the blind people, and when they came toward Him asking Him for healing, and He asked, "Do you believe?" And they said, "Yes," and He touched their eyes, and they were opened, they were able to see, and then they brought a person that was possessed, and he couldn't talk. He was, because the enemy had tied up his tongue, and that he wasn't able to speak. And the Lord had cast out the demons. Look what kind of malignment immediately the Lord had to go endure. He told to the blind people to go, but don't tell it to anybody that He had healed them. But of course, in that respect, they didn't listen to Him. They spread the word all around the city about how the Lord healed them. But when the people saw that, and then they were, of course, in awe, and they And when they saw that he cast out the demon, they said there was never been in the history of Jerusalem that such miracles was happening. But the Pharisees at that time immediately started to say to the people, he's doing that by the power of the devil, by the Beelzebub, by the prince of the devil. How was our Lord maligned? So don't be ever offended if you get maligned. Just take it all in stride. But know that the way to the kingdom of heaven is through crucifixion, is through going through the suffering. Remember the 8th and the 9th Beatitudes, and then you can rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. Amen.